This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That is correct. You are digging the Dugger at 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. That would be me and Jay Kirshner, who sometimes wishes that she could find some rock to hide under when I go down. I've decided I want to be a hip-hopper. What do you think?
I could totally see
that. Old white guy is a hip-hopper?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I have... What I have learned about doing this for as long as I have done it, and the people that have succeeded with me on the air like you, have the same quality. Here's what you have to have in order to make it in this kind of radio or any kind of performance art. You have to know who you are and what makes you different from other folks. Otherwise, why would anybody listen to you? Why would they pay attention to what you may write? Whatever it is that makes you different is the reason that people are paying attention to you. Like it or not, I go back to Marjorie Taylor Greene. What makes her different? Why do people pay attention? Do you think that she knows who she is? I'm guessing that she's got a pretty good handle on who she is. And so you can apply that to almost anybody, anywhere. Maybe not just in the public arts, but whatever it is that you're doing, although now I'm not sure I agree with that. Now they're saying it. Some people are good at what they do, but they're not really aware because they're regimented. They have a routine. They understand a particular aspect of life or how to live and work in a particular space, but they don't really know who they are. They know what their fears are, and sometimes they're fear-based in their thinking, and that controls what they do. That's not what's happening here. I am not afraid, as is obvious when I get into discussions about the nude boat cruise or any of the other stuff. You know, it's just, it's fun and it's interesting to explore. And so that's why we go down those streets. Doesn't necessarily mean that I would do it, although I would think about it. But I'd want to be with somebody that I cared about, and that I like looking at naked. Right? What would be the point in doing something?
Well, you don't need to go on a nude cruise for that.
No, it's... yeah, that's an... It might be an important component of it. Let's put it that way. I can think of one person I would like to go on a cruise with at the moment.
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
All right. And I don't think so. Although, maybe. She'd be an interesting person to... Yeah. All right. Let's keep going. Let's get out of this.
Did you dig yourself into a hole?
Maybe a little. The speaking of digging yourself into a hole. So what's going on? This is back to my. I asked a question at the beginning of each portion of the program. So is this the new national trend? The three people in the last 3 days who have made mistakes in where they were. They went into the wrong driveway.
Mm-hmm.
The basketball went down the road.
Wrong house, wrong car.
Right, yep. So there were three mistakes made in the past 3 days, and they have resulted in three shootings. And so here are these young people who are dead or near death. They just approached the wrong home or the wrong car. And so now I'm beginning to question what it is. Why is this indicative of, or maybe the question, part of the question is this indicative of some new national trend?
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of fallout from it, as well there ought to be.
And people are terrified anyway. And these are experiences or examples of being reactive over being responsive.
Yeah. Look at the lineup of these people and who they were. And their ages and stuff. The victims and what they had in common age-wise. And those who perpetrated, although there's one black guy that's fairly young, but the other guys that did shooting, they shot it up, were old coots.
Probably the shooter and the cheerleader one, the cheerleader who got into the wrong car, he was 25. He was the only one under the age of 60, I believe, in terms of the shooters.
Yep. Yeah. I just, there's the offense in America with some people is that you're old. The offense in America with some people is you're white. The offense with some people in America is you're black. The offense in some, I thought it was very interesting. Yesterday I was going through the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announcement. I remember we talked about that yesterday, running for president as a Democrat because his name in there. He announced in Boston because of his family's claims here, even though he lives in California with his wife, who's an actress. She's pretty well known. Actually, I didn't put a face with a name until you and I were talking about it yesterday, and then I recognized her immediately. And I didn't know she was married to Kennedy. And maybe it doesn't make any difference. She's had some spats with him about his vaccine attitude and what he thinks about, not vaccines, that's a misstatement, about the vaccine for COVID.
Well, and he likened it to people who do not want to get the vaccine, like they're hiding in attics like Anne Frank did. It was the comparison that really came under fire.
Yeah, but I think he's on to something. And frankly, if looking at all the candidates who are public at the moment and thinking about what the issues are, if I were to go out and vote and choose from all the people who have said they're going to run, they've thrown their hat into the race, if I had the opportunity to vote today, I would vote for him. I would. I don't see anybody else out there that he may not have all of the values, but he has strong values in areas where I feel strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And so as this plays out, you know, the Kennedy name versus the Biden name, what's more recognizable? Biden's name is certainly recognizable because he's been around for a long time. But hello, and this is one of the things, the local news was all over this. I thought it was pretty interesting last night to see some of the coverage of his announcement. Again, he came here because of his family's history. But some of the people that I saw, one woman encapsulated what she felt by saying that I wouldn't be telling you the truth if I wasn't interested in him partially because of his name, who he is, his family, etc. Now, What is there about the Kennedy name, the Kennedy family, that has been so full of mystique over the years? They certainly aren't the most wonderful family in the history of America, starting with the old man who lobotomized his daughter because she was getting frisky as a teenager. He had people killed. He was a Nazi sympathizer. He was a bad guy. And so the boys, though, kind of threw that off. Joe Kennedy got killed, the oldest brother, in World War II. The other brothers would tell you if they had the opportunity, John and Robert, that they never really felt they got the square edge from their father because he favored Joe. Well, okay, all of that aside, Teddy Kennedy made more of that than the other two. But at any rate, I think that back to issues and what you say, it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out because the Dems that are in charge, that is the hierarchy of the Democratic National Committee, doesn't like him at all. Don't like them, like Biden, because they can control them. They can't control Kennedy, as is demonstrated by his feelings about COVID and masks and the shots and all that stuff. So would you rather, here's the question you ask yourself, would you rather have somebody who thought for himself or herself, or have somebody who is all steeped in the party and its traditions and the politics? And frankly, I think that's one of the most difficult, that's one of the most obviously wrong things or problems that our country has, is its allegiance to a few personalities and a few philosophies that are identified either as Republican or Democrat. Not a good time for that to be the mainstay.
And I think as a voter, it's also not just whether how things will get done, whether or not somebody thinks for themselves or they follow along the lines of the party. It's as the voter, what do you want done? And if getting the job done is to think for yourself, then yeah, you would go that way. If getting the job done is to go along the lines with the party itself, because that's what you value as well, then that's probably
that's
how
security.
You would go too. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a certain amount of security. And whether that's, I just, no. I'm not interested. But I'm different. You're different. We're all different.
Mm-hmm.
We look at it differently. Doesn't mean we're wrong. I don't want somebody to come at me, you know, you're not a Republican. You're not a patriot. You're a bad guy. You're a bad American. I would say to those people, no matter who they were, take a long walk on a short pier, pal. See you later. You're not what America was built on or founded on. And maybe at that. Here, this is sort of indicative of where we are, though, politically now. It seems that a few days before many of us knew that the banks were in trouble, that certain members of Congress who had lots of bank stocks sold them. According to some research that's been done, the bank failure question that was known by members of Congress two or three days before the rest of us knew about it, the bank in California, bank in New York, members of Congress that had lots of blocks of bank stocks sold them. Gee, I wonder if that was just a coincidence or, and then you fill in the blank. Okay? Fill in the blank. Okay, let's see here. Protections for journalists. Do you consider the people on Fox, the so-called stars like Laura and Sean and what's-his-face, do you consider them to be Bayer? I like him, frankly. He's my favorite guy at Fox. And I think he's legitimately a journalist, but I don't know if the rest of them really
are. Oh, yeah. Kind of, because it seems like journalism is you are writing the story, you are doing the groundwork.
You're doing the investigation.
You are writing the story, where a lot of times it's anchors and commentators.
They're reporters.
Discussing the story itself.
Right. Yes, that's the difference. So do they need to be protected? Nah. Do journalists need to be protected? I don't know. I guess there's a point. Isn't there just
to a point? Yeah, they should be protected.
To a point. Yeah, to a point. But it's not like sometimes these people on social media that have blogs and they come across, I'm a news reporter and I've got my own social media spot and therefore you need to let me in. Nah, I don't think so. I think they're a bunch of ham and eggers, frankly, most of them. 18 after the hour, this is a good day.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hurry and shop the final days of Spring Fest at Lowe's and get the best values of the season before they're gone. Save big across the store for projects inside and out. Get started on your spring garden with 1 pint annuals, 4 for $5. Save on indoor updates, too, with up to 40% off select bathroom faucets and vanities. Shop Lowe's today, because Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 4/19. Annuals offer available in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, 23 after the hour, Dex Stephens' Good Day program. We all have a smile on my face. We were talking and listening to Marjorie Taylor Greene's conversation, put that in quotation marks, in the House yesterday, and her questions and accusations and stuff. And there's something about her, and Jay gets it. She's teasing me about it. But there's something there. I don't you know what, whatever it is, whatever there is. There's something there. At any rate, this is not about her. This is about the continuing focus on Kelly Clarkson now. As we get into celebrity news, social media trending things, she has a revelation about her daughter that isn't particularly pleasant, and we're going to get to that as an example of what not to do and why the situation with social media is as dangerous as it is right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me.
Interesting entertainer, performer, Kelly Clarkson, where she's come from, what she's achieving,
so
where she's going. Oh, yeah. She's really a... She's a great national experience, frankly. And she was exchanging some emotional thoughts on her talk show. Henry Winkler was on the program and offered her some advice because her daughter River is being bullied because she's dyslexic.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of moron
right?
would take a shot at somebody because cool. he or she is dyslexic? That's the sickness of social media.
But well, this is happening at school. She's being bullied by her peers. So River,
you know what happens though.
Eight.
Next step is social media.
Yeah. So River is 8.5, and it's her fellow peers who are picking on her and bullying her because she's dyslexic. And Kelly Clarkson was discussing this on her show with Henry Winkler, who was a guest, and he's written over 30 children's books, and he's a successful author as well as an actor and everything. Mm-hmm. And he has dyslexia, and Kelly Clarkson is saying
that.
Yeah, how amazing it is, and how she uses him as an example with her daughter of how this is a... He's written so many books, and he's dyslexic, and not to let that get her down and disregard what the other kids are saying. Well, Henry Winkler had this beautiful moment where he looks directly into the camera and addresses her daughter, River, and says, River, how you learn has nothing to do with how brilliant you are. Mm-hmm. And it was such a beautiful moment and so real and very true. And a lot of times just kids get bullied left and right for these different things.
Just incredible. What are we doing to ourselves?
It is.
And another answer to what are we doing to ourselves has to do with the number of children that are now diagnosed as being dyslexic. Granted, many were not recognized as such. I can remember teaching 7th and 8th grade English and speech back in the 60s and 70s and thinking, what's wrong with this child? But I wouldn't let it overtake what this child could do. You know, you take them aside, you talk to them about what they perceive, what they learn, what they know, how they learn.
Yeah.
And we didn't call it dyslexia. There was just stuff that needed attention. And so what kind of a person makes fun of somebody else who has this kind of a problem? That's the question and sort of food for thought here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until Friday. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the widely used drug be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems and 22 women over the years dying after taking mifepristone. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to the abortion pill while the case is being appealed. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for answers by the Biden administration after a whistleblower at the Internal Revenue Service is stepping forward claiming the Biden administration is blocking Congress and the public from learning about the Biden family members' business deals with China. The whistleblower also alleges clear conflicts of interest in the investigation. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Fry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Big in Jamaica, you know. Good day program in Jamaica, down in the Caribbean, all the way down into Barbados, right?
We should do a live broadcast.
We actually should. You're right about that. Let's go to the Turks and Caicos. And I did do a broadcast from there once, as a matter of fact, a number of years ago. I think I've been, I'm thinking of all the places, as you bring that up, that I have broadcast from over the years, and it's a long laundry list of places with interesting stories to tell, interesting people to meet. Isn't that part of what we ought to do as human beings, to experience the goodness of what we have here? We spend so much time talking about the things that are a distraction rather than the things that we can say without a doubt, no equivocation, that there are wonderful things in life to experience. Matter of fact, how about this? Let's start our day by saying the following. My life today is entirely the result of my prior decisions, focus and understandings. Kind of what I started off with earlier today, thinking about how perfect the world is, and we mess it up as human beings, and maybe that's perfection as well. If we want to follow through the perfect stuff, it's hard to believe how all the shoot 'em ups and all the wars and all the things that we experience in life, along with the good, there is the bad. And maybe we have the bad to understand the good. Would we appreciate the good without the bad? That, I think, is a provocative thing to think about. As your cup overflows with goodness, there are good things that are going on, but you know they're good because you've experienced the bad.
Well, it definitely shifts perspective. If there's so much good and not enough bad, then a lot of the good doesn't seem as good.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's see. From the Do You Know, and I just had a chocolate chip cookie, so I have this on my mind, from the Doug Steffen Do You Know or Do You Care, Did You Know or Do You Care Fact Department. Did you know that Ruth, say it again, Doug, there she is, Ruth Wakefield was a baker. She is widely credited with developing the first recipe for chocolate chip cookies in 1937, but there were no chocolate chips around. So in the first, this is the Toll House lady, the first recipe for chocolate chip cookies didn't have chocolate chips in them, but did have pieces, chopped up peaches, pieces of chocolate crunches. But I think there's a cookbook called Ruth Wakefield's Tried and True Recipes, and in that book, she explains how she came up, by mistake, as many inventions, right? There are a lot of things that have been created that, they weren't, that's not where they were going. And yet, here we have it, the average amount of chocolate used in chocolate chip cookies a day, 2,368 pounds of chocolate chips that weigh about a gram. Imagine thousands, those thousands of pounds used. And by the way, that's just those are Hershey's chocolates that are used in most of the chocolate chip cookies that you buy, commercial chocolate chip cookies. So, there you go. Today is National High Five Day. Make sure you give a high five to everybody you meet. Now, I'm curious as to how this all started, Jay. Perhaps, I guess it depends on where you look for the answer. There's a baseball story that goes back to 1977.
Possibly the Dodgers started it.
Right. Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke gave each other a high five in celebration of Baker's home run that made L.A. the first team in history to have four hitters with at least 30 home runs in a single season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Or
congratulations. Hello. Yep.
Was it the Louisville basketball team that started high-fiving possibly around that same time?
There are a lot of different theories about this, but
high
five.
Solid high five is amazing. It's a good feeling. When you high five someone, you connect in the perfect way that makes that loud clap sound and it doesn't hurt either hand.
Right.
Ooh, that's good.
Yep. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Speaking of getting high, there appears to be a ganja glut. You know what ganja is? It would not have been
ganja? Ganja?
Something ganja. G-A-N-G-A. Pronounce ganja or ganja.
Like the marijuana?
Yes, the MJ. Yep. Now, many of you who've been following for years my program and my life know that a number of years ago, I think it was, maybe 6 years ago, I started on this. I was encouraged by a fellow who was then my friend. No longer is he my friend, but he was my friend at the time. To fix the problems that I had paying my mortgage on the farm with a marijuana grow. So we were able to consider the various plans, and we convinced the city that it was a good idea, and they gave me permission to grow weed, and then we went through the appeal process and yada, yada, yada. So by the time we went through all of that, we had this little thing called COVID, the pandemic, and pretty much all of this kind of stuff stopped. Now, there over the time since that, like 2000 to now, there has been a huge growth in the black market of marijuana, because there's been a huge growth in the number of people who are smoking pot. I find it interesting the more I get to know certain people that I've known for a long time and find out that they smoke pot. It's sort of, to be honest, it makes it, I am taken back by it.
Mm-hmm.
By, and I, you know, why is that? I don't know. I don't use this stuff myself and never would. I can't stand the smell of it. Would I use it when I build a place to pay off my mortgage? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But if you look around at some of the stuff.
Money on the table.
When we put the plan together for our grow, the really good, we were going to grow really good stuff. And the average retail at the time for the sort of thing we were going to grow was $5,400 a pound. And so they were, wow, this is a great market. Everybody's going to get into it. And, you know, a lot of undesirable folks got in it and are still in it today. And there were a lot of legitimate businesses that got into it as well. But the space now is down. The cheap, crappy marijuana is about $500-$600 a pound. The good stuff, maybe $1,300-$1,400 a pound. And the really good stuff, maybe $1,900 to $2,000 a pound. And however many, you know, you whatever you do with it and what you can do with the flower, I guess it depends on how creative and clever you are. But at any rate, I thought it was interesting that there have been a number of people, the agriculturalists, you know, because it's an agricultural product, looking at a crop, a cash crop to grow, and it's now more lucrative to grow some of the traditional things like corn and beans and, you know, that sort of stuff, wheat, than it is to grow pot, which nobody would have thought 6, 7, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. Now, let's legalize pot everywhere. And that has happened, but growing it means you, if you can sell it, then you can grow it. And growing it, you know, they've flooded the market with all kinds of stuff. And there's a couple of states, I think Washington and California and Oregon, have approved what they call a trigger bill that allows the governor to allow the state to get into interstate cannabis agreements. The feds don't allow it, but there's nothing that prohibits Oregon from selling cannabis to California and vice versa. So this will be an interesting thing to watch, to see, frankly, how it grows and how it goes.
Yeah. I always wonder about the companies who are hiring people on and they do drug tests.
Yeah,
like
right.
If they have offices in multiple locations, uh-huh. How do they get around that? How do they do that if there's some locations where it's legal versus another location where it's not? Uh-huh. Because aren't you kind of pinpointing certain employees at that point?
Yeah, I think so. There's another thing that when I look at people, I wonder, does Joe Biden smoke pot? Does Donald Trump smoke pot? What do you suppose? Think about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Do you think she smokes pot?
No, Barack Obama acknowledged
it. Barack Obama? Yeah, well, I think Bill Clinton said, but he didn't inhale.
Well, yeah, and I think Obama was asked that same thing, and he's like, they asked him whether or not he inhaled, and he's like, isn't that the point?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's right. I think you remember that correctly. Yep. So, now back to my favorite political story of the day, and that's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. choosing to make his announcement for president in the state where the Kennedys became a political dynasty. He has really an interesting story to tell. He doesn't call Massachusetts his home. And so, you know, his wife is an actress and she needs to live in Los Angeles. And so he says, I love my wife and I support her and I can do what I do over there. So the first time Kennedy lost in Massachusetts was Joe. I made a mistake about saying Robert F. Kennedy ran to Massachusetts. It was his cousin Joe that ran. Or his nephew, I think, either nephew or, but I didn't get anywhere. But I think Robert F. Kennedy can get someplace, and I think he deserves some consideration. And as I said before unabashedly, and I'll say it again, probably any number of times, I will, at this point, looking around at all the candidates, I would, I don't know if enthusiastic, but I would willingly support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in his bid to be president, because I think he's one of the few out there that appears to be thinking for himself. And that's not a bad thing, frankly. I think we need more people to think, no matter where it is. We have this so lockstep. I'm a Republican, therefore this is what I believe. I'm a Democrat, this is what I believe. No, you can belong to a party and be proud of it, but that doesn't mean that you have to be in agreement with everybody and all the things that the party stands for, frankly. I think some of the things the Republicans stand for are cuckoo, and the Democrats are the same. Nuts. Crazy. Let's have something in our mind that isn't nuts and isn't crazy, and that's your health and well-being. I'm beginning to like talking about natural ingredients that are in Balance 7 because I'm hearing from people already who have just gotten it. You order it, 800-793-9039. You go to balance7.com and order. And the first orders, I started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, and the first orders have been fulfilled, and people trying to get on it and use it for hydration and nourishment and that sort of thing. It isn't a medication. It's something that is a part of your body. It's part of chemistry. It's a part of nature. And so balancing the acid alkaline in your body, the relationship, the perfect balance is at 7. Because the score goes from 1 to 14, so in the middle, Balance 7 gets you where you need to go in terms of tuning up your body and keeping it healthy. So right now, you can try Balance 7. You get $15 off your order. You get free shipping by using the name Doug, D-O-U-G. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, another product of this company. And best of all, a money-back guarantee. It works, or you get your money back. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com.
Hurry and shop the final days of Spring Fest at Lowe's. Ready to get started on your spring planting? Right now, get select Bonnie 19.3-ounce vegetables and herbs, 3 for $12. Save on indoor updates, too, with up to 40% off select bathroom faucets and vanities. Shop Lowe's today, because Lowe's knows spring. Valid through 4/26. Bonnie offer available in-store only. Actual plant size varies. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
An itemized deduction. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Soap and water to go here, Chucker. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-boom. All right, so this is the theme from Soap. How many people remember that? Raise your hands, please. There you go. Chuck Curry is one of them. He's our movie man, movie moments, and also a video, what's on TV. That's his specialty. So let's see, how many years do we have to go back when this was a hit on TV?
Well, this day in TV history, Doug, April 20th, 1981, the last and final episode of Soap aired on ABC, made Billy Crystal a big name in pop culture. Great show, one of the edgiest shows of all time. Certainly offended a lot of people. And here's the thing.
That's why it was good.
No, yes, it was great. It was one of the best sitcoms of all time. Here's the thing. It did not end after season four because the ratings were bad. The ratings actually were still quite good. It ended because it was a thing called the Moral Majority.
Yeah, right.
Which was a group that put a lot of pressure on networks at the time. If something was a little too much edgy,
right,
they wanted it off. And it was a lot of heat on ABC, and they wound up canning it. And I say to myself, in the culture we're living in now, 2023, what the heck happened to the Moral Majority? I mean, if you were on radio for forever, so you know the FTC with Howard Stern
FCC,
back in the day, and that's what his great movie Private Parts, a big focus on that. But, like, I don't really think, I mean, I know we have woke and cancer culture, but a Moral Majority canceling a sitcom feels a little bit weird.
Well, there's a lot of that going on now. It doesn't have quite the traction. If you look at some of the things, and maybe the whole business about abortion rights is part of that. I did a story earlier today about naked cruises. And
really?
I, as sure as I'm sitting here, I know I'm going to get some email from some old ladies who say, "How dare you talk about naked women on cruises?"
Yeah.
And my response would be, I talked about naked men too. What's that?
Let's jump, let's jump into this subject. Maybe Jay could join. Like Jonathan Majors, right, who has now hit big with the villain role in Ant-Man Quantumania and the villain in Creed 3. He gets arrested last month for some sort of a domestic issue with his girlfriend, which he later retracted and said dropped the charges. He's now been in the last few days been canned by his long-term management, and at least two or three projects high profile have dropped him. That's a severe blow to his career. Now the question is, will Marvel, Disney drop him as the main villain in their Marvel universe, which is Kang? I don't know what he did. His girlfriend obviously wants it to go away. So why is his career being so harshly impacted? Is it just fear of what could come out? What do you think of that?
Well, it's definitely guilty before proven innocent, and people, unfortunately, don't want the guilty by association, too, so they don't want to have any part of it. But I would think that he would have grounds for lawsuits if he is proven to be truly innocent, that none of this happened, and contracts had to have been broken with this.
Well, but there are all kinds of memories going on when something like this happens.
Something happened. The question is, what happened? And whatever did happen, my point is, and we've talked about this for the last few years with Me Too and all this with woke, and some of it's justified, some of it's not, in my opinion. But, like, does he deserve to lose his management?
His career.
His career?
Yeah.
Over.
Look what happened to Chris Noth. Nobody's come forth yet after two and a half years of his career going down the bucket. He was accused by somebody, and nobody stepped up to the plate. Nobody has come forth with actual charges against this guy, and his career is gone.
Yeah.
Frankly,
I guess the question would be this: penalties for everything in life, right? We all, there's always consequences, but how should you lose your career because a few people make an accusation? I mean, we've seen this, and it can be pretty hard.
I'm looking at the story about Clint Eastwood, who's got a new movie going with Warner Brothers at the age of 92. He's been charged with a couple of different things, and it never stuck. And because of his stature, perhaps, or maybe the timing, it never stuck. So what do you know about this? Is new. The movie's called Juror Number 2. What do you know about that, about the movie itself?
That's Eastwood's new movie, right? Nicholas Holt, I guess, is...
Yep, Toni Collette.
Yeah, Toni Collette. I look forward to it. It's going to be his final film of his career, so that obviously is going to have a lot of relevance.
Right, yep, for sure. All right, that's the story from Chuck Curry, who is our movie. You're welcome, Charles. We're always happy to have you and your thoughts here, entertaining as they are. No, I like... But Charles is more formal. All right, here we go. Tomorrow you can be Chuck. It's 59 past the hour on Good Days program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.